Friends, this is the last chapter of your syllabus on the book on foreign exchange management. And this is the assumptive or theoretical topic which purposely included for your understanding of how the forecasting takes place while fixing the foreign exchange rates. Forecasting. Interesting subject. It is only for the academic understanding of the subject. It is mentioned here. Now, so therefore, there will be no definitive as such certain points that you can elaborately very well depend upon certain concepts. But these are the theoretical assumptions for forecasting. Okay, there are certain instruments to measure the forecast. There are certain platforms which can help to determine what could be the rate after certain days or something like that. So many other things are there, market, but basic understanding of forecasting is very essential for the student of foreign exchange management. Okay, so our ultimate goal or ultimate objective will be to understand significance of forecasting the foreign exchange market, then fundamental and technical approaches used for exchange rate forecasting, then analyzing the key macroeconomic indicators that are responsible for fixing the interest rate, significant exchange rates, then understand and evaluate the effectiveness of limitations of the various forecasting methods and integrate the multiple forecasting strategies, which includes the AI-based model and qualitative tools. Our presentation will be only revolving around three points. Okay. One is a fundamental analysis. Second one is a technical analysis. And third one is a combined approach and contemporary practices. Under this, if you look at the forecasting, the foreign exchange market or foreign exchange rate, which is essential and yet inherently complex, I can say the aspect of financial and economic decision making. The foreign exchange market is influenced by a wide range of dynamic variables. Unlike the models such as physical science, you know, forecasting in foreign exchange market, it involves the probabilistic approach. It has the blend of economic, finance, behavioral science, etc. Interest rate movement, which often correlates to the currency valuation, which is influenced by the domestic economic priorities such as GDP growth, inflation targeting, then liquidity conditions, etc. These exchange rates in turn are affected by more intrinsic set of variables like relative interest rate differentials, inflations, current account balances, foreign exchange reserve, capital inflow and outflow, as well as expectation about the central bank's policy and the political stability of the country. Thus, the forecasting future exchange rates movement is not a precise science, but more of it is an art informed by the economic reasoning, historical data interpretation, and intuition of the judgment. First one, we will see the fundamental analysis. Under fundamental analysis, there will be an attempt to explain and predict the currency movement by examining the underlying macroeconomic and structured factors which are influencing the country's economy. The foundational assumptions is that the currency reflects the economic strength or weakness of the countries or its issue. Now, the key economic indicators in fundamental analysis consist of one is the GDP, that is gross domestic product. It reflects the overall economic health. High GDP growth lead to the stronger currency due to the increased foreign investment. Then inflation rates. Higher the inflation trend, then there will be depreciation of the currency due to the declining purchase power. Then interest rate. It attracts the capital inflow. Currency of the country offering the higher real interest rate. These are generally more attractive to the investors. Unemployment rate. High unemployment can depress the domestic demand and signals the economic weakness. Current account balance. It is a persistent deficit that can lead to depreciation or surpluses may be strengthened the currency. Then fiscal deficit. This is excessive government borrowing that may undermine the investor confidence. Then foreign exchange reserve. Higher the reserve, offer a buffer against the volatility that can be used to defend the counter currency. Net capital flow. Higher foreign direct investment and portfolio investment, it will support the demand for domestic currency. Then economic model and forecasting techniques. Economic model and forecasting technique. Under this economic model, the economists construct the economic model using the historical data and degradation techniques. These models are based on theoretical relationship between dependent, that is exchange rate, and independent, that is inflation, interest rate, variable, etc. It may take in the form of, one is monetary model. In monetary model, what happens? It is based on the monetary supply and interest rate and income. Then purchase power parity, that is PPP. This assumes the currency adjustment to equalize the price level. Then balance of payment model. This is focusing on current and capital account balances. Then behavioral equilibrium exchange rates. This incorporates real exchange rates misalignment. The reliability of these models depends upon heavily on the data accuracy, the correct specification of relationship and stability of the structural parameters over the time. Then will be another point, that is sentiment and the qualitative judgment. In practice, many currency forecasts are shaped by the market sentiment. Traders assess the microeconomic announcement, policy statement and global event to interpret likely FX movement. The experienced analyst may rely on intuitive analysis supported by the years of pattern recognizing the data interpretation. Therefore, it is important. Now, the negative indicators which causes the currency depreciation. There are certain indicators which causes the currency depreciation, and these are sovereign credit rating downgrade, number one. Number two, expanding trade deficit. Number three, declining foreign reserve continuously. Then ballooning the current account deficit and export declines. In addition to that, there are certain other elements like surging the import. Then unsustainable external debt, persistent capital outflow, central bank intervention signaling instability, then declining interest rate spread, geopolitical crisis, or there may be a war-like situation or war, and political instability or loss of investor confidence. These are some of the reasons where it is negatively impact the currency rate, exchange rate movement. There will be like negative indicators, there are certain positive indicators also which support the currency appreciation. These positive indicators are credit rating upgrade, shrinking trade deficit or trade surplus, then increasing the foreign exchange reserve, growth in export, declining in import dependence, then capital inflow, FDI surge, major corporate investment and mergers, political reforms and democratic stability, peace and predictable policy making. So these are some of the negative and positive indicators. Now let us understand about the technical analysis. Economical fundamental analysis we have done. The technical analysis, definitely it is focusing on forecasting of the future currency movement by analyzing the historical price pattern, trading volumes, etc. So, rather than identifying the causes or causal factors, technical analysts identify recurring price pattern, support and resistance level, and trend indicator technically, and they determine the reasons and indicators for the exchange rate, foreign exchange rate movement. All the information under the core assumptions of the technical analysis is reflected in the price. Therefore, price movement follows descendable trend. Descendable trend means declining trend. Historical price pattern tend to repeat. Now the technical analysis. Number one is charting. Charting is nothing but it is a line chart, bar chart, or candlestick chart. They are used to visualize the price movement and patterns such as head and shoulders, doubles, the top and bottoms, flags and triangles that helps to predict the future trends. There will be trend analysis, another technique and technical analysis. There will be another technique that is trend analysis. This identifies whether the currency is in upward, downward or sideway trend. Uses the trends or tendencies like moving average, simple and exponential and regression channel. The volume and open interest is another characteristic where the volume measures the number of contracts which are traded and indicates the strength of the price movement. Open interest is especially in the future market, which reveals the number of outstanding contracts. Rising the open interest alongside rising prices, that may indicate the bullish sentiment. And momentum indicator. Now in the momentum indicator, the relative strength index, RSI, this moves the average convergence and divergence and stochastic oscillator helps to assess the overbought or oversold condition. Now support and resistance level. Support level is a level which is below which the currency is unlikely to fall. That is a support level. And resistance. This resistance level is above which it is unlikely to rise. That is the maximum. So, This will support and resistance level. So Fibonacci, retracement and Elliott wave theory. This theory is used for identifying the possible reversal points and trend continuities. Limitations of technical analysis. There are certain limitations of technical analysis. Over-reliance may lead to misinterpretation during the unusual market event. Fails to consider the structured economy shift. Vulnerable to manipulation in low liquidity periods. Nevertheless, the technical analysis is a valuable complement to fundamental analysis and is widely used by traders and institutions. Now, combined approach and contemporary practices. Combined approach. Integrating the fundamental and technical analysis. In real world, the application of foreign exchange forecasting, practitioners seldom rely exclusively on either fundamental or technical analysis. Instead, if it is combined, that is hybrid approach, it has become the norm. This methodology is recognized while macroeconomic indications are provided and the fundamental rationale is for long-term currency movement, short-term fluctuations are often driven by the investor sentiment, market movement, and behavioral factors, all of which are better captured through the technical analysis. The rationale for combining the two approaches is based on certain things. That is, fundamental analysis, which helps to identify intrinsic directions. Then technical analysis is a better suited for fine-tuning of entry and exit point for the FX positions. Next will be the rise of quantitative and algorithmic forecasting. With advancement in computational technology and access to the real-time data, the quantitative method have added new dimension to the forecasting, and these approaches go beyond the traditional economic model and incorporate the advanced techniques such as time series forecasting model, that is ARIMA, GRCH, and WARP. Stock trading model, stochastic model, and simulations. Stock machine learning algorithm, including the decision trees, random forests, and support the vector machines, SVMS, are deep neural network, natural languages processing for the real-time analysis and news, financial statement, and also the social media entitlement. The contemporary application is given here for your understanding the technical terms or technical systems as well as its applications. You may please go through this. Now, sentiment and behavioral forecasting. Sentiment and behavioral forecasting is nothing but in forex forecasting, there is no value as such. So, market movements are often shaped not just by the rational experience, but by herd behavior, overreaction to new, or investor irrationality. So, the sentiment indices, that is JP Morgan FX Volatility Index, and the positioning data, they are being used to gauge the speculative behavior. Social media platforms like Twitter, Reddit, financial news aggregators, and the opinion polls are also new being scanned in real time using these sentiment analysis algorithms to capture and market more, providing early warning signals of the possible reversal of the breakout. Global best practices and institutional use. Leading to the financial institutions and the central banks are increasingly relying on hybrid model for FX forecasting. For example, the European Central Bank, they integrate DSG, that is Dynamic Stochastic General Equilibrium model, which is a real-time macroeconomic data. The Reserve Bank of India uses econometrics and structural model alongside the market surveys and technical insights. Multinational corporates and treasury departments of the global banks use the dashboard that integrates the macroeconomic forecast, charting tool, and algorithmic outputs. These models are not only used for the speculation, but also to guide the risk management, hedging decisions, exposure management, and investment strategies. There are certain challenges. Despite the advancement and the combined approach, not withholding changes, there will be model overfitting, AI ML model that may perform well on historical data but poorly in unforeseen market environment. Then, data bias or noise. Real-time data can be misleading or non-representative. Then black box risk. AI-based models may lack the transparency, leading to the difficulties in validation and the regulatory compliance. The geopolitical disruption events like wars, sanctions, pandemic situation that can abruptly invalidate the forecast assumptions. So friends, here we concluded our discussion on this last topic on the forecasting of foreign exchange rates. And accordingly, I'm happy to say that I have also completed the discussion on the foreign exchange management subject. I hope, though the subject is a little bit difficult, the continuous reading the textbook first, then referring to the PowerPoint presentation, and then referring to the whatever the lectures I have given here, will definitely improve your understanding of the subject. At the same time, I would like to say thanks to Wellinker Institute of Management for giving me an opportunity to deliberate on this subject. And with this note, wishing you all the best, and thank you very much.